Please join KGNU Community Radio as we welcome Amy Goodman, the award-winning host and executive producer of Democracy Now!, to the Boulder Theater on April 21st. She will share stories of whistleblowers, organizers, and protesters who have brought about remarkable change to our country and the world, and present her newest book, Democracy Now! 20 Years Covering the Movements Changing America. Tickets and information for this special evening with Amy Goodman can be found at kgnu.org or at the Boulder Theater website. All proceeds will go to benefit the independent and local programming found on KGNU Community Radio.
And you are listening to KGNU Community Radio, Boulder and Denver, at 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org. And right now it is exactly 7:01, and it's Wednesday night, so that means it's time for Shultagale, your weekly program of music from all over the Celtic world.
Thank you.
That was music by the Chieftains. And when I was just, throwing things on the CD player, finding a nice tune to open the show with, I played that one. And turns out that the title of the tune is, of course, it's not on the, shall I start complaining about, the liner notes that they put with CDs? No, I'll spare you. I'm happy there are liner, at least there are some liner notes, so I shouldn't complain. So anyway, the tune is called Lots of Drops of Brandy, and which made me start thinking about, various songs related to alcoholic beverages. So, I ended up with maybe a few too many songs referring to alcoholic beverages for this show, but we'll start right now with the Voice Squad, Oh Good Ale.
It's of good ale to you I'll sing, and to good ale I'll always cling. I like me mug filled to the brim, and I'll drink all you'd like to bring. Oh, good ale, you are my darling, you are my joy, both night and morning. I love you in the early morn, I love you in daylight, dark or dawn. And when I'm weary, worn or spent, I'll turn the tap and ease the vent. Oh, good ale, you are my darling, you are my joy, both night and morning. It's you that makes me friends, me foes, it's you that makes me wear old clothes. But since you come so near me nose, it's up you come and down you goes. Oh, good ale, you are my darling, you are my joy, both night and morning. The landlord, he looks very big in his high cocked hat and powdered wig. I think he looks both fair and fat, but he may thank you and me for that. Oh, good ale, you are my darling, you are my joy, both night and morning. The brewer brewed you in his pan, the tapster draws you in his can. Now I wish you would play your part and lodge you next unto my heart. Oh, good ale, you are my darling, you are my joy, both night and morning. You have caused me debts that I've often swore, I would never drink strong ale no more. But you for all that I'll forgive, and I'll drink strong ale as long as I live. Oh, good ale, you are my darling, you are my joy, both night and morning.
My Uncle Jim, he served this time on the shores of the Forth as a joiner. £3.10 a week was all he earned, but the wages were better working Michigan pine, so he sailed on an ocean liner. to build a better life with the trade he'd learned. And the shore he reached in 23, the home of the brave, the land of the free, was dry as the devil's tongue on Judgment Day. But to find a dram in a foreign land, it's the natural gift of a Falkirk man. And Lady Liberty looked the other way, or so I've always heard my uncle say. Try it. He was the best of the barley, cream of the crop, cream of the crop. Easy on the water, easy on the water, and I'll tell you when to stop. Would you please charge your glasses with a real pure drop, and drink to the best of the barley. My Uncle Jim was a child of his time, and the tricks of the time, they were dirty. And the dirtiest of all was the one they played on a working man's dollar and a poor man's dime, between 29 and 30, when they killed all the steady jobs in the building trade. And the only way that Jim could see was to play the game with Lady Liberty, though no one ever told him all the rules. And when fainter hearts were homeward bound, Jim sold Michigan ice by the pound, with a leather sling and an iron hook for tools, just to show the Yankees how to keep them cool. He was the best of the barley, cream of the crop, easy on the water, and I'll tell you when to stop. Would you please charge your glasses with a real pure drop, and drink to the best of the barley. My Uncle Jim, he could keep good time when the band played and ate some real, and he loved to waltz away the summer nights. And the spring in his step kept him in his prime, through the turns of fortune's wheel, as it spun him through the darkness and the light. And to dance the jig with Lady Liberty, Jim took the hand of the century, and he never let her steal a backward glance. From the D-Day beaches to the cold lake shore, he whirled around and around the floor to show her how a Scotsman takes his chance. And he never missed a measure of the dance. Try it. He was the best of the barley, cream of the crop, easy on the water, easy on the water, and I'll tell you when to stop. Would you please charge your glasses with a real pure drop, and drink to the best of the barley. Here's a health to the best of the barley, to Scotland and the best of the barley. My Uncle Jim, he served his time on the shores of the Forth as a joiner.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was fun. Let's see. We started that set with the Voice Squad singing Oh Good Ale from their CD called Many's the Foolish Youth. And then we finished there with two tracks from Brian McNeil and Ian McIntosh. The CD is called Live and Kicking. And we heard Best of the Barley, and then a bunch of tunes called The Lace Maker, Yankee Dollar, and The Trip to Marblehead. That's Brian McNeil and Ian McIntosh, definitely live and kicking on this CD. So, my name's Leslie Lomas, and I'm your host. I'm sitting in for Carl Cumley tonight, in case you were expecting his voice here. And, actually, just in case you were expecting his voice here, let's have a quick announcement.
Shulte Gael is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Okay, thank you, Carl, and sorry for I pushed the wrong button there at first. So, as I was saying, I'm sitting in for Carl tonight, and I got on this, alcohol song binge, but hey, you know, song binge is better than, you know, there's worse ways to go about it. So coming up next, CD by Dan Milner and a bunch of groups, a bunch of other people. The CD is called Irish Pirate Ballads and Other Songs of the Sea. Speaking of indulging in alcohol too much, don't tell anybody this, but many decades ago, actually, that's sort of how I got into Irish music. Was I used to listen to a group that Dan Milner was in downtown New York City a long time ago. So anyway, here is Dan Milner with Larry Marr's Big 5-Gallon Jug.
Come on, you jolly sailors, boat that lives both near and far. I sing a short ditty concerning Larry Marr. He keeps a slop-up boarding house and sells rot-gut to tars. And the scourge of New York City is his big 5-gallon jar. So if you want chain lightning, step into Larry Marr's. And he'll serve you with abundance from his big 5-gallon jar. When first I came to New York, I came it on a spree. And here in Tell Larry's place, I went the sights to see. Some drunken shells in the corner, more swilling at the bar. And Larry was providing them from his big 5-gallon jar. So if you want your night, then step into Larry Marr's. And he'll serve you with abundance from his big 5-gallon jar. One glass of Larry's beverage will make your heart to ache. And when you get keeled over, your cash you'll surely take. And when you wake next morning, you'll be far outside the bar. Removed away to Liverpool by Mr. Larry Marr. So if you want chain light, then step into Larry Marr's. And he'll serve you with abundance from his big 5-gallon jar. You may talk about Jamaica, rum and Monongahela too. Hanavon, a punching whiskey made from cork to Killaloo. But it's a mere cipher, and well below the par, for it can't come up to Larry and his big 5-gallon jar. So if you want your night dance, step into Larry Mars, and he'll serve you with abundance from his big 5-gallon jar. This jar is inexhaustible, for when it is all done, Larry can replenish it with the snapping of a gun. Some campamine, laudanum, alum water and coal tar composes this good beverage of Mr. Larry Marr. So if you want your night dance, step into Larry Marr's, and he'll serve you with abundance from his big 5-gallon jar. I took one glass of Larry stuff, my heart was up to fight. A cup I took a swing at knocked me higher than a kite. He slipped the darbies on me and the tomb's not being far. I bid farewell to Larry and his big 5-gallon jar. So if you want chain light dance, step into Larry Mars, and he'll serve you with abundance from his big 5-gallon jar. So if you want chain light dance, step into Larry Mars, and he'll serve you with abundance from his big 5-gallon jar.
We sailed out of Stanford town with a fleet of stink pots all around, when from up on deck the call came down.
Tanqueray Martini-o!
And all the captains and the crew must have the drink, you can look right through, and there's really nothing else we'll do.
Tanqueray Martini-o!
So haul your sheets back with one hand,
set your drink down if you can,
and we never sail out of sight of land.
Tanqueray Martini-o!
To Greenwich town we did put in, we being nearly out of gin. To continue on would be a sin.
Tanqueray Martini-o!
And the captain's laid out on the floor, he being elected to get some more, but he broke his leg trying to get on shore.
Tanqueray Martini-o!
So haul your sheets back with one hand,
set your drink down if you can,
and we never sail out of sight of land.
Tanqueray Martini-o!
It's 9 parts gin to 1 vermouth, the yachtsman's friend, ain't that the truth? From Sheepshead Bay to the Bay of Booth.
Tanqueray Martini-o!
And them Montauk girls, they look so fine, rigged loose up front and snug behind, with a pack and slip by Calvin Klein.
Tanqueray Martini-o!
So haul your sheets back with one hand,
set your drink down if you can,
and we never sail out of sight of land.
Tanqueray Martini-o!
Thank you.
Okay, we finished off there with the Chieftains. The CD is Water from the Well. And let's see. Hunt Down. There it is. Yeah, here is the CD case. Within a Mile of Dublin and The Old Blackthorn were the name of those tunes. Again, the CD is called Water from the Well by the Chieftains. And we started that set with, let's see, Larry Marr's Big 5 Gallon Jar. Was it 5 gallons or was it, yes, Big 5 Gallon Jar. And by Dan Milner with lots of other musicians. And the CD is called Irish Pirate Ballads and Other Songs of the Sea. And then from there, we went to The Boarding Party, Tanqueray Martinio. And their CD is called Too Far From the Shore. And I didn't realize quite how many references there'd be to New York and the Northeast Coast and stuff like that when I put those together, but yeah, sort of makes me feel right at home, kind of. So anyway, it's 7:31 and you're listening to Sheltegale on your community radio station, KGNU. And I sort of got into this drinking mode and drinking sailors, but so coming up next, we're going to take a break from the drinking stuff. So yeah, so you know, go get your coffee or something. And what we've got, yeah, but some various songs about ships and sailors and stuff. I'm gonna start with one that's it's serious for, I was gonna say it's kind of serious, but it's sort of serious for one of the characters anyway, but it's an interesting thing. It's called Willie Taylor, and this performance is by the Voice Squad.
Willie Taylor and his youthful love are full of mirth and loyalty. They were going to the church to be married. He was pressed and sent on sea. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum dum day. She dressed herself up like a sailor. On her breast she wore a star. Her beautiful fingers long and slender, she gave them all just a smear of tar. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum dum day. On this ship there being a skirmish, she being one amongst the rest, a silver button flew off her jacket, there appeared her snow-white breast. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum dum day. Says the captain to this fair maid, what misfortune has took you here? I'm in search of my true lover, whom you pressed on the other year. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum dum day. If you're in search of your true lover, pray come tell to me his name. Willie Taylor they do call him, but Fitzgerald is his name. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum dum day. Let you get up tomorrow morning, early as the break of day. There you'll find your Willie Taylor walking along with his lady gay. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum. Dally dilly dum dum day. She got up the very next morning, early as the break of day. There she spied her Willie Taylor walking along with his lady gay. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum, dally dilly dum, dilly dum dum day. She drew out a brace of pistols that she had at her command. There she shot her Willie Taylor with his bride at his right hand. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum, dally dilly dum dum day. When the captain came to hear it of the deed that she had done, he made her a ship's commander over a vessel for the Isle of Man. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum, dally dilly dum, dilly dum dum day.
Sweet Lydus of Plymouth, we're sighing on by.
Roll down.
We'll rock you and roll you again by and by.
Walk around me, great boys, and roll down.
And we will
roll down. Walk around me, great boys, and roll down.
Now the anchor's away and the sails are unfurled.
Roll down.
We're bound for to take you halfway round the world.
Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
And we will
roll down. Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
In the wide bay of Biscay, the seas all run high.
Roll down.
Our sickly transports all wish they can die.
Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
And we will
roll down. Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
When the wild coast of Africa it to appear,
roll down.
Poor nervous transports all tremble with fear.
Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
And we will
roll down. Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
But when we set sail for old England shore,
roll down.
Stranded transports, we'll see them no more.
Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
And we will
roll down. Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
Then, sweet ladies of Plymouth, we'll pay all your rent.
Roll down.
Go roving no more till our money's all spent.
Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
And we will
roll down. Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
Let's see. That, okay, hold everything. That was the Revels singing, well, I'll tell you in 1 second, but it's called, I believe the CD is called Homeward Bound, but actually, turns out I had the wrong track queued up. So we're going to go back to that CD in a second. We started that set with the Voice Squad singing Willie Taylor, a somewhat grim tale of a girl dressing up as a sailor to go find her true lover. And so I thought I'll start the next set with one that's also about a girl who wants to dress up as a sailor and see the world, but it's a little more fun than Willie Taylor. So we'll hear from the Revels again. Oh, and I also wanted to say, I'm not sure if I'm having trouble with the phones. I had a couple of calls. One, I think I just couldn't quite get to it on time, and the person got tired of waiting. But I'm not sure if somebody called, whoever that was, called back, or somebody else called, and I just could not get the thing to come through. So at any rate, sometimes technology works fine, and sometimes I just can't quite figure out which button to push. So, and hopefully I can figure out which button to push right now so that we get the right song on that Revel CD, which should be Run the Riggin'. And so we'll see if I can get that to come up and play this time.
When I was fair, made about 17, I enlisted in the Navy for to serve the Queen. I enlisted in the Navy, a sailor for to stand, and to hear the cannons rattling and the music so grand.
And the music so grand. And the music so grand. For to hear the cannons rattling and the music so grand.
Well, the officer that enlisted me was a fine and handsome man. He said, "You'll make a sailor, so come along, my lad." My waist being tall and slender, my fingers long and thin, and the very soon they learned me, I soon exceeded them.
Oh, I soon exceeded them. I soon exceeded them. Oh, the minute that they learned me, I soon exceeded them.
Well, they sent me to my bunk, and they sent me to my bed. To lie with the sailors, I never was afraid. But taking off my blue coat, it all time made me smile. For to think I lay with a thousand men and a maiden all the while.
A maiden all the while.
Up to London for to guard the tower. I surely might have been there to my very dying hour. But a lady fell in love with me, so I told her I was a mate. Well, she went up to my captain, and my secret she betrayed.
My secret she betrayed. My secret she betrayed. Oh, she went up to my captain, and my secret she betrayed.
Well, the captain came to me, and he asked if it was so. I dare not, I dare not, I dare not say no. Pity we should lose you, such a sailor lad you've made. It's a pity we should lose you, such a handsome young maid.
A handsome young maid, a handsome young maid. It's a pity we should lose you, such a handsome young maid.
Well, it's fairly well, my captain, you've been so kind to me. Fairly well, my shipmates, I must depart from thee. The Navy ever needs a lad, a sailor I'll remain. I'll take off my hat and feathers, and I'll run the rigging again.
I'll run the rigging again. I'll run the rigging again. I'll take off my hat and feathers, and I'll run the rigging again.
Swinging in my hammock, I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream and I dreamed it true, concerning Franklin and his gallant crew.
With 100 seamen he sailed away to the frozen ocean in the month of May, to seek a passage around the pole, where we poor sailors do sometimes go.
Through cruel hardships whose men they strove, their ship on mountains of ice was drove, when the Eskimo in his skin canoe was the only one who ever came through.
In Baffin Bay, where the whale fish blow, the fate of Franklin no man can know. The fate of Franklin no tongue can tell, where my Lord Franklin and his sailors dwell. And now my burden, it gives me pain, for my long lost Franklin I'd cross the main. 10,000 pounds I would freely give to say on earth that my Franklin lives.
When I was fair, made about 17, I enlisted in the Navy for to serve the Queen. I enlisted in the Navy, sailor for to stand and to hear.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm having bad luck with that CD. I can't seem to get the right numbers. Okay, here we go. I see what the problem is. Okay. Back to the music.
My name is William Hollander, as you will understand. I was born in the county of Waterford, in Erin's lovely land. When I was young and in my prime, a beauty on me shone, and my parents doted upon me, I being their only son. My father bound me to a trade in the Waterford's fair town. He bound me to a cooper there by the name of William Brown. I served me master faithfully for 7 long years or more, till I shipped aboard the Ocean Queen, belonging to Tramore. And soon we reached Bermuda's Isle, where I met with Captain Moore, the commander of the Flying Cloud from out of Baltimore. He asked me if I'd ship with him a slave in a voyage to go to the burning shores of Africa, where the sugar cane does grow. It was after some weeks of sailing we arrived off Africa's shore. 500 of them are poor slaves, me boys, from their native land we bore. We marched them up on a plank and stowed them down below. Scarce 18 inches to a man was all they had to go. Then the plague and the fever came on board, swept half of them away. We dragged their bodies up on deck and towed them in the sea. It were better for the rest of them if they had died below than to work neath the cruel planters in Cuba forevermore. For it was after some stormy weather, boys, we arrived off Cuba shore. And we sold them to the planters there to be slaves forevermore. For the rice and coffee is seed to sow beneath the broiling sun, and to lead a lone and wretched life till their career was run. Well, it's now our money is all spent, we must go to sea again. When Captain Moore comes on the deck and says unto us men, there's gold and silver to be had if with me you'll remain. We'll hoist the pirate flag aloft and scull the Spanish main. We all agreed, but 3 young men who had told us them to land. 2 of them were Boston boys, the other from Newfoundland. Well, I wish to God I'd joined those men and went with them on shore than to lead a wild and reckless life serving under Captain Moore. For we sacked and plundered many a ship down upon the Spanish main, caused many a widow and orphan in sorrow to remain. To the crews we gave no quarter, but gave them watery graves, for the saying of our captain was, dead men tell no tales. And pursued we were by many a ship, by frigates and liners too, till at the last the British man of war the Dungeness hove in view. She fired a shot across our bows as we sailed before the wind, till a chain shot cut our mainmast down and we fell far behind. Our crew, they beat the quarters as they ranged up alongside. Soon across our quarter deck there ran a crimson tide. We fought till Captain Moore was killed, and 15 of our men, till a bombshell set our ship on fire. We had to surrender then. So it's now to Newgate we are brought, bound down in iron chains. For the sinking and the plundering of ships on the Spanish main, the judge he found us guilty, we were condemned to die. Oh, young men, a warning by me take, lead not such a life as I. So it's fare you well, old Waterford, and the girl I do adore. I'll never kiss your cheek again, I'll squeeze your hand no more. For whiskey and bad company first made a wretch of me. Oh, young men, a warning by me take, and shun all of piracy.
Okay, that was The Flying Cloud from a compilation CD called Blow the Man Down. And that was, that was Lou Killen singing that one, The Flying Cloud, which, by the way, I also learned from hearing Dan Milner sing that in New York 1,000 or so years ago. And let's see, what did we start that set with? Oh, we heard again from Brian McNeil and Ian McIntosh, the song about Lord Franklin. And let's see. Okay, I think that covers it. So, anyway, I realize it's 3 minutes before 8 o'clock. Few concert announcements, and then stay tuned for Music a Monday coming up at 8 o'clock. Avoreen plays at Katie Mullins. On the 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th of April. That's at 7 p.m. That's at Katie Mullins. Adam Goldstein is playing Irish music at Lanny's Clockwater Cabaret on the 16th Street Mall. Also, once a week, and I'm not sure which days of the week this is, so it's the 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. Oh, that's at 11 p.m. for you all night owls. Also, the Scottish Fiddle Club is presenting a fundraiser for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, featuring tributes to John Muir and Eck Robertson, variety of great door prizes. And this will be on April 23rd at St. Philip Lutheran Church. That's at 7531 South Kendall Boulevard in Littleton. And again, that is will be April 23rd, fundraiser for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, presented by the Scottish Fiddle Club. And for more information, contact Ken McIntosh at Ken McIntosh, that's KenMCintosh at idcomm.com. And also, maybe if you Google Scottish Fiddle Club, I'm not sure if they have a website or not. Also, Pachin will be at the Bohemian Beer Garden in Boulder on the 8th at 7 p.m. and at Bootstrap Brewery at 6 p.m. on the 16th. So, just a few of the local things going on here. And Oh, let's get a little tune going from Cole Cannon here while we get ready to say goodnight. So, and make sure I thank Roger Hara for putting together this listing of all Irish and Celtic music-related events in the area. And it's just about exactly 8 p.m. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver at 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org. My name's Leslie Lomas. It's been my pleasure to bring you Sheltagale this evening, and stay tuned right now for Musica Mundi.
Yes, you're listening to Musica Mundi, and thank you, and welcome to the program. And my name is Uqat, your host this evening until 10 p.m. And, I have a pair of tickets to give during this program. That will be Bambino for music from the Northern Niger, coming up, playing at the Bluebird Theater on April 15th, so stay tuned to win that pair of tickets. It's going to be a really wonderful show, and I'm looking forward to that one. And also, later on the program, we're going to have the Spiritual Reese Band currently on tour in the U.S., and they are going to be playing in the Boulder, Denver area. They are rooted in rock, reggae, and funk. And they have kind of diverse music, so we'll hear from them, and they will tell you more details about their upcoming event. So in the meantime, we're gonna play some tune for you. Of course, if you have any comment or request, the phone number to call 303-442-4242, or you can email us dj@kgnu.org.